Welcome to Our Daily Bread. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and I've titled today's devotional, Sing Again. Australia's regent honey-eater bird is in trouble. It's losing its song. Though once an abundant species, just 300 birds now remain. And with so few others to learn from, the males are forgetting their unique song and failing to attract mates. Thankfully, conservationists plan to rescue the honey-eaters by singing to them. Or, more precisely, play them recordings of other honey-eaters singing so they can relearn their heart song. As the males pick up the tune and attract females again, it's hoped the species will flourish once more. The prophet Zephaniah addressed a people in trouble. With so much corruption among them, he announced that God's judgment was coming. When this later came to pass through capture and exile, the people too lost their song. But Zephaniah foresaw a time beyond judgment when God would come to this decimated people, forgive their sins, and sing to them. Zephaniah 3:17 reads, "He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." As a result, the heart song of the people would be restored. Whether through our own disobedience or the trials of life, we too can lose our heart song of joy. But a voice is singing over us songs of forgiveness and love. Let's listen to his melody and sing along. Today's scripture reading is from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. "Sing, daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, 'Do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord." Let's pray. Loving God, it is amazing for us to imagine that you would want to sing songs of joy over us. We want to sing our own song back to you today, a song of thanks and praise for who you are and all that you do. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, may that song be on our lips all day today, as we go about our everyday work, our everyday life, our everyday living and loving and serving. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.